Suddenly the Muslims begin to awake. This is the grandson of him. This is the cousin of him. This is the nephew of him. Then he continues to say about the Mi'raj. Why do you think he mentions the Mi'raj? He says, I am the son of the man who rode the Buraq through the air. I am the son of the man who led the angels in prayer. I am the son of the man who went from Masjid al-Aqsa, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. The man who led prayers at Sidrat al-Muntaha.
أنا ابن مكة ومنى أنا ابن زمزم والصفا أنا ابن من حمل الركن بأطراف الردى أنا ابن خير من ائتذر وارتدى أنا ابن خير من انتعل واحتفى أنا ابن خير من طاف وسعى أنا ابن خير من حج ولبى أنا ابن من حمل على البراق في الهوى أنا ابن من أسري به من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى أنا ابن من بلغ به جبرائيل سدرة المنتهى أنا ابن من دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى أنا ابن من صلى عليه ملائكة السماء أنا ابن من أوحى إليه الجليل أنا ابن محمد المصطفى.
Fourth part of the sermon which takes up the majority. 70% of his sermon is the fada'il of his grandfather Amir al-Mu'mineen. 70% of the sermon is the merits of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Because as soon as he finishes about Rasulullah, he then begins in an unbelievable line, one after another, about Ali ibn Abi Talib. He knew that Ali ibn Abi Talib's image was being destroyed in Sham. And that if you could destroy Ali ibn Abi Talib's image, then you'd be able to destroy the religion of Islam. And that's why for about 15-16 lines, he began, I am the son of the man who fought with two swords, with two spears, pledged two allegiances, went on two migrations. Then he says something which is unbelievable. I am the son of the man who fought at Badr, Uhud and Hunayn.
أنا ابن علي المرتضى أنا ابن من ضرب خراطيم الخلق حتى قالوا لا إله إلا الله أنا ابن من ضرب بين يدي رسول الله بسيفين وطعن برمحين وهاجر الهجرتين وبايع البيعتين وقاتل ببدر وحنين ولم يكفر بالله طرفا.
He said, I'm the son of the man at Hunayn. He meant that if it wasn't for my grandfather standing still at Hunayn, this religion would not be alive. He wasn't saying it to Yazid, because to Yazid it goes in one ear, out the other. He's saying it to those who have pledged allegiance to Yazid when they've killed Aba Abdullah. That why have you pledged allegiance to him? Because he's a Muslim Khalifa? Was it not my grandfather who saved this religion? And now I'm in chains? And I have a chain which is cutting into my neck. And my daughters or my nieces are going through this trouble. And you don't remember who we are? And then he began one after another. I am the son of the believers, pious one. The descendant of the prophets. The annihilator of the polytheists. The commander of the faithful. The glory of the worshippers. The luminary of the fighters. The honorable of the criers. Assisted by Jibra'il and Mika'il. For the ignoble and the uprisers and the deviators and the aggressors and the blasphemous. The guardian of God's wisdom. The bearer of his knowledge. Chivalrous, brave, valor, patience, prayer, pure from all impurities. Then he said, he exterminated the progeny of his enemies and disturbed the disbeliever parties. He owned a constant heart, a firm will, a steadfast resolution. He crushed them like a lion crushes the mingled spears. He scatters them like the wind does. He's the lion of Hijaz and the master of Iraq. Then he mentions, he was in Mecca and Medina, Badr and Uhud. Every one of these scenes, my grandfather was the one who was involved in all of them. Then he mentioned that he is whom? That he is the father of Hassan and Hussein. After mentioning that he is the father of Hassan and Hussein, he continued by coming to mention that I am the son of Fatima al-Zahra.
أنا ابن المؤيد بجبرائيل المنصور بميكائيل أنا ابن المحامي عن حرم المسلمين وقاتل المارقين والناتفين والقاطفين والمجاهد أعداءه الناصبين وأول من أجاب واستجاب لله ولرسوله من المؤمنين، وأول السابقين ومبيد المشركين، وسهم من مرام الله على المنافقين، ولسان حكمة العابدين، وناصر دين الله، وولي أمر الله، وعلمة عليه. سمح الأخير الضحي الرئيس نقدام، قاطع الأصلاب، مفرق الأحزاب، أربطهم عناد، وأثبتهم شباب، وأمضاهم عزيمة، وأشدهم شكيمة، أسد باسل يطحنهم في الحروب إذا ازدلفت الأسنة وقربت الأعنة، طحن الرحى، ليث الحجاب، وكبش العراق، مكي مدني، بدري أحدي، شجري مهاجري، من العرب سيدها، ومن الوغى ليثها، واهب المشعرين، وأبو السبطين الحسن والحسين، ذاك هو جدي علي بن أبي طالب. أنا ابن فاطمة الزهراء، أنا ابن سيدة النساء، أنا ابن الطهر الأتوب، أنا ابن بضعة الرسول.
Until he came to the line where he said, I am the son of the man killed on the plains of Karbala. Imam would never forget his father. Every single moment he moved around within Medina and within Kufa, his father would be firmly in his memory.
كان دين محمد لم يستقم، لم يستقم إلا بقتل يا سيوف خذيني.
Those of you who've lost your father, I'm going to leave it for you now. His father would be firmly in his memory to the extent that the narrations come forward and say, whenever the Imam would walk past anywhere where there was a sheep about to be slaughtered in front of him, he would come and he'd see the person who's about to slaughter the sheep, and he'd say to him, "Oh butcher, before you slaughter a sheep, do you give it water?" To which the butcher replied, "Of course I do. Islamically, before a creation of God dies, you must give it water." To which the Imam replied, "My father died with nobody giving him water." On another narration, it comes forward and says that he came to a man and he said to him, "Oh man, when I die, will you bury me?" He said, "Of course, Imam, I would bury you. It would be my honor to bury you." He said, "My father went 3 nights with nobody burying him on the plains of Karbala."
سار الحياة سيرنا رغم أن في الحار يبني ويكفرنا رخيص الحب أبو الأكبر منا حيرنا حسين. شيء الدين لو عنا تأخرنا معنا بكتاب الخيال يكفرنا هو القرآن والذكر المبين عليه كبر الروح الأمين هو القرآن والذكر المبين عليه كبر الروح الأمين في الأكوان يعلو النداء لن ننسى طول المدى أبد والله لن ننسى حسينا وذا عهد ومعهود علينا أبد والله لن ننسى حسينا وذا عهد ومعهود علينا